There are 25 million ash trees in New Hampshire, found mostly in western and northern counties. They make up about 6% of the state's forests. But so far, an invasive beetle that has decimated forests in the Midwest has only been discovered in and around Concord. The city has been divided into quarter-mile squares. In each square, surveyors try to find two ash trees. This plot in the grid is out on the Heights, just past the Steeplegate Mall.
You found some ash?
Like, that's white oak. That's white oak, and that's not.
It's not always easy, as surveyors Adam Tashiro and Randy Marcotte will tell you. In Concord, ash trees tend to be clustered along the Merrimack River.
Yeah, they kind of like their feet a little wet.
There aren't any ash in this plot, but when surveyors find trees, the next step is to take some branches. Sawyers take limbs from near the crown of the tree, since the ash borer infests from the top and work their way down. The logs are brought to a warehouse where officials and volunteers peel back the bark. Cheryl Smith is from the UNH Cooperative Extension.
We're stripping the bark off in layers and sections so that we don't miss something like this. If we just peeled all the bark back, we might miss some of these really young galleries.
A gallery is the sinuous, winding path eaten under the bark by the beetle larva. Plenty of infested trees have been discovered. Kyle Lombard of the Division of Forested Lands briefs Governor Hassan on where they are.
So far, with about half the points completed, we have about a 3-mile stretch right along the river that we have infested trees.
Okay.
So we can't find anything out here. We haven't found anything out here, but we have found stuff really tight to the river,
okay.
Which is expected because that's where all the ash is.
Right. Okay. That makes a lot.
Yeah.
For the better part of this month, officials have been conducting a 3-mile radius survey around the first tree discovered. It should be finished by the end of this week. And that's important, because in May, the borer larvae will emerge as beetles and take flight, looking for new trees to infest. So if officials are going to slow their spread, they have to act fast. Even as the survey around Concord is happening, landowners are calling in to tell officials about suspect trees besieged by woodpeckers. Lombard heads out to Hopkinton to check on one.
It's outside the 6-mile radius, which makes us nervous, and so we're going to cut it down just to see what it is. We're hoping that it's just native wood borers, but if it isn't, then it's a game changer.
The second the tree is down, Lombard is on it, peeling back the bark.
That's native. Pretty sure that's
not EAB.
Yeah. Bark beetles.
Yeah.
False alarm on this tree. But the extent of the borer infestation is still to be determined. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.